Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
Hi, Pep. Other than the result and the penalties, given you dominated the game, is there anything that you can look back on with regret or you could have done differently as a team?
Yes. I would have preferred to win. First of all, congratulations to Real Madrid to reach the semi-finals. They defend so deep with incredible solidarity. So we did everything. I don't have absolutely any regret about what we have done. So always we try as a managers and so create more and concede less in every single game because we believe that that helps to be close to win. And we did everything. So defensively, offensively, they make a good goal. So. One, two, three, or four transition, but it is normal in that level and the quality they have. But we play exceptional in all departments, in everything, and unfortunately we could not win. So that's where it is.
Dan?
Pep, how do you pick the players up? Because you've already spoken about the schedule being really tight for Saturday's game. It's a huge game, obviously, in terms of your season. How do you pick the players up, get recovery because of some extra time?
Yeah, we'll see tomorrow. So now it's rest and tomorrow we'll come back. And then Friday we travel to London to play the game. So we'll see. Maybe Friday, Saturday. Of course, we'll see how the people react for the mood. And of course, the recovery winning is easier than losing that day, but it's where it is. So it's a semi-final FA Cup. We'll try to compete as best as possible.
James?
I think for the second leg last year, you said that you were 100% confident you'd win that game.
Sorry?
Last year, before you played Real Madrid, you were really confident you were going to win that game after what happened previous year. I wonder, did you have that same feeling going into this game? If not, why not?
For the way we played, yeah. It was two, three years ago when we won 4-3. We played outstanding as well. And last season as well, and the three games were quite similar. Today, they defend deeper than the previous seasons, and we create the chances to do it, but football is about to score goals, and they did it a little bit better in the penalty spot than us. So, but I had the duty to say thank you from deep of my heart to these players so, for the way they played, the play against that team, and the way we played. But so this is about results, the business, and they will be in semifinals. We are not for little margins, but the performance and everything, the commitment for everything was exceptional.
Sam?
Pep, you've controlled so much of that game and gone out on a penalty shootout. Does that make it more painful to go out when you've played so well?
It is what it is. Sometimes you win a penalty, sometimes not. For the way we played, you should have done it before. But we were not converted the chances that we had, and we defend really well the transition with our physicality, with Manu, with Josko, with Kyle, and everyone was at a high level. So we spoke to win Real Madrid, we had to perform our best, and we were our best, but it was not enough.
Mike?
Two quick questions about the penalties. Did you think Bernardo was affected by the ball not coming back to him quick enough?
I don't know. Bernardo asked for the first, I want to take it. He's a reliable player and decide to shoot in that way. But Absolutely, Bernardo was again, what a game he played. So, but it happened. The ball went out, and yeah, it's what it is.
We attempted to keep Kevin on, or knowing that there was a possibility of penalties.
Erling and Kevin asked me to go out, could not continue, like Manu. So the game we were playing, they were amazing. I was a big fan to make a lot of substitutions, but Kevin, Erling and Manu asked me to go out because we could not continue.
Last question, English, please, with Rob.
Real Madrid have obviously got some fantastic attacking players, but were you surprised at how deep they wanted to defend? And
I don't judge the ideas from Carlo and the way they decide to play. I'm not here to do this.
Okay, we'll take some questions in Spanish. Paul, just on this side, please. In the blue hoodie.
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.